Okay, let's go on. On the top of the Chesed verse. Mar says, Amar of Levi, Mishum, Meir, Shnei, Shukai, Shel, Yeshim, Zulu, Pnimi, Zulu. Pnimi, Seinah, Sukkah, the Chayabas, Pnimi, Zulu. Seinah, Sukkah, Pnimi, Zulu. Pnimi, Zulu. Yamai, the Chitzayna, Kibbe, Shaya, Pnimi, Zulu. Chaya, Pnimi, Zulu. Even if he doesn't live in Chitzayna, but it's Kibbe, Shaya, Kibbe, Pnimi. So my answer is, Mishum, to like Kriya. Let's hear Rashi. Shtei sukkah shol yoytzim. Kacho yederach shol yoytzim kvei cheres v'yemeyim. Oysim uhem shtei sukkah zu lefnim izu. Yit primis hu doru masnir kvei yoytzim. Kvei yoytzim ulach v'yem oytzim kvei yoytzim v'imka. So, ha primis ain a sukkah. Fo leishiv v'soichu b'chag v'shem sukkah. I forgot the Levi in Sukkah L'Shem Chag, the Kabbashil Kaimelin, the Machshri Sukkah Yisharim Masisim. We hold the Sukkah doesn't have to be made L'Shma. What's wrong with the Pnimis? So it wasn't made L'Shem Sukkah. So it was also really not made L'Shem Sukkah. But Hachay, any Sukkah, the Le Minkar Amilso, the L'Shem Sukkah Hudarba. The Koymash Yishon Adair Hassel, the Reit Tashmishi V'Sudashi V'Shenoysi V'Shenoysi Shom. So Rashi says, that the Tull is because Le Minkar Milsa to L'Shem Sukkah Udar. Facts of Minkar, since he did all year, is Le Minkar Milsa. Pshutai, it sounds like a Psalm of the Rabbanon. The Bachasum Sudol of Pasha, we'll see maybe another time, but let's say for the time being, the Bachasum Sudol of Pasha, that Rashi means a Psalm of the Rabbanon, Le Minkar Milsa. And at the highest level, why do you make a taste you have to have Minkar Milsa? So the Rabban, the Minkar Milsa. Kachem Shutai. Rashi doesn't bring it possible. The Chayevis b'mizuzo, l'oilam, mishum d'chol d'yor sefa. The Primus is Chayev b'mizuzo l'oilam. What do you mean by l'oilam? The Chayev is not only on Sukkos. The Chayev is, the Primus is not a Sukkos anyway. Why would I think Sukkos is any different? What does Rashi want with l'oilam? It's not even mislafuki from the Chitzayna. Chitzayna is Turmina Sukkah. There Rashi says La'ilam means Turmina Sukkah the whole year, even not done Sukkahs. Okay, I don't know, I'm not sure what Rashi wants La'ilam. Maybe it's nothing here, maybe it's really not Ish. Chayevis Muzuz La'ilam, Mishtek Sukh La'ilam. What else should he mean? I guess it's connected to the next Rashi. V'chitzoyin is sukkah, v'yitzig v'chilosoy. There it is, Mekir Milsa. V'ein tzorach v'soysu v'las tzorach l'shim chaki b'shil. We all like b'shil. U'mishum v'kera de mitzvah l'eka l'mesa. You can't say it lacks in hekera de mitzvah. Again, the same sort of Mekir Milsa. In hekera de mitzvah. Again, Paul Shem Shalach, it's as far as the Abonim, hekera de mitzvah.
Just under the Olam, it could be because the Mishnah says sukkah z'chad b'chad.
That was okay from the Chag. Sukkah Zachag Bachag. Anyway, we should carry the mitzvah lekel mesa. Just trying to weigh to what extent this mashma derabbanan. Again, the box says it's derabbanan. We should carry the mitzvah lekel mesa. Yeah. Not going to say that it's derabbanan. The cave of the kula shos alav hocha daya. The hash the daya, but ike akeiro. Turmen emetus. Ba'ilu. Saying those things, potim and emes is la'olam. La'olam means even on sukkahs. My sister Shaila, Taisus is not the way. Taisus says that it's I suppose it depends if as it says, it's a mayor. This price is a mayor. But this member is it's mishum a mayor. A mayor holds a mayor's a chayim. I would place this question in the band that thought the mayor's a chayim. The chayim hold that a sukkah the agula is possible because they hold here is kavinu. So the price the old year kavinu should be chayim with sukkah. That's in the karami. Two of them is a zumi. Is not on sukkah. But on sukkah itself, it becomes a dearest crap. Yeah, I know what Rashi does with that. Since the primus is not kavua, so it's not really that it should have a bishar. But why is it not kavua? Rashi before said that he lived it the whole year round. Rashi says before the dog called him a Sashana Dyer Hussam. Rave Tashmisha was Sudasa Vishenosa Shah. But he lives the whole year, and that's where he has Rav Tashmish and Rav Dira. So with what is it not Kabul? So you have to say it's not Kabul, it's out of structure in the Krami. He lives the whole year, but Be'etzim, it's a Sukkasayotzim, it's a Shvacha Binyan, not a Binyan Kabul. And to be Roy, to have a Meshar, it has to be a Binyan Kabul. Okay, so that's the Rashi. That's the Rashi learns the Sukkah.
Why
what?
Didn't
it
say something? It's not
Kabbalah,
also.
Meaning
by the inner
Sukkah. It doesn't have to be from a distance enough that he lives it all year. It doesn't have to be a Binyan Kabbalah. But to be Roy with a Shire, it has to be appropriate for to have a Bishar, it has to be a Binyan Kabul. Especially to be Roy for a Bishar, it has to be a Binyan Kabul. Even if you lived it the whole year. So Rashi learns that the Chisaron, the Psul in the Primus is that it's Lamin Pira Milsul. Lamin Pira Milsul. Rashi says twice. And later he says that it lacks in hekeir the mitzvah. The Ran says a different version. Bach assumes that it's machlokes Rashi in the Ran. The Ran says shtei sukkos hayotzim, which means b'shanes Rashi. Hapimis ain't a sukkos off the Ran in bol leishu b'chag. The Ran says that the reason why the Pesul Pesimus is can't be a sukkah is because it's a bias. And if it's a bias, then it's possible in also. So what's this tzir of hadvarim? Possible is it a bias? Is it possible in also? What's exactly the psul? So Ran is coming from the sugis later on. The Mishnah says later on, Dr. Dowd, that a bias is possible with sukkah, even if it's made out of a. That way, it's a bias possible with sukkah, but in the sarim, like you have psul in the sarim, if you're carrying the rabbani, you can't be misafir from the sarim. Assert the side. Like they may have viewed them, but like that's exactly what the parameters are of the Gzer. But a kaponim is an issue with Nisarim boards, which is not a number of Makabatullah, and it's the Gulim in art. But there's a Gzeres Tikri, it looks like a bias. Kind of thing you're used to make, if it will allow you to sit in the Sukkot, that's made out of, where the Tak is made out of Nisarim, so then you'll think, oh, I can sit in my house also, the roof is also made out of Nisarim. No, and why Tak not? What's wrong with sitting in your house? If the roof is made out of Nisarim, so what's wrong with that? Why is it no good? Rashi in Dafti Dal, it says that Sukkah Merechmanav Leibeshi Shekol Yimei Sashonah. It's a kosher. Sukkah of loybeisu shukolim meisah shana. Bias can't be a sukkah. Then later on, that's your doubt. Then the tesvavim and aleph. The Gemara says that the reason why a tikra by a bias can't be a sukkah, the Gemara says as tasev loy menosi. It was a tasev loy menosi. And that the doubt Rashi says the psul is loybeisu shukolim meisah shana. And tesvavim is saying something else. Tasev loy menosi. So the sum of the pasuk shat is that the holy round, the problem is that it's a bias, meaning it's made to be a bias. It's made to be a bias. Then that's a serious amount to being a sukkah, because a sukkah is not my bias. My bias where I live all year round. Sukkah is something else. So now sukkah comes. So why can't I say okay? But now I want it to be a sukkah. All right, was a bias the whole time. So now forget that. I don't want it anymore to be that. I now want it to be a sukkah. Now I want it to be a sukkah sachar. I have kavod, it should be a sukkah sachar. So that's where you tasev leiman also. It's the only round that has a shem bias. But the steer between the shem bias and the shem sukkah. That's the philosophy also in that regard. And that Tezvav Rashi says Bishlam Bishil Taimun Shem Latash Leminosi, the first Rashi in the Gemara in Tezvav Leminosi Bipsul V'chein Menosi Labayis V'lei L'Sukkah She'en Yishem Sukkah Alo. The problem with Menosi Labayis V'lei L'Sukkah is that it doesn't have a Shem Sukkah. There's a steer between the Shem Bayis and the Shem Sukkah. Beishi Shekoli Mishu Shana has a Shem Bayis. Shem Bayis, not a Shem Sukkah. Okay, but now comes Sukkah, so I changed my mind. Now I wanted to have a Shem Sukkah. Now I'm planning to use it for a Sukkah. So that's where it's possible. It also, since yesterday I had a Shem bias, I can't decide. No, now it's going to have a Shem sukkah. Where's the asir of Shem sukkah? You need possible even also. You have to make a sukkah. You can't take something that has a Shem bias and say now I want it to have a Shem sukkah. So that's where these two pulling the time they work together. You need a Shem sukkah. V'lo basis kol meshashana. A bias is due to having a Shem sukkah. And even if now I want to give it a different Shem, now I'm going to give it a Shem sukkah sechag v'chag, but I can't do it anymore because it's possible even also. So the Ran says that's the problem with the Pnimus. The Pshutoi, the Bach understands, and it's Machlekes Rashi and the Ran. Rashi said it's a Limin Kiramilsa, it's a Drabonim. Problem with Sukkah Sayyidim, it's a problem with Drabonim, Limin Kiramilsa. Lacks in the care of the Mitzvah. And the Ran says, no, if he lives there the whole year round, then it's a bias. And if it's a bias, then it has the Psul bias. And even though now I don't want it to be a bias, now I want it to be a Sukkah, that's Tassav Limin also. So that's what the Bach says. It's Machlekes of Yerim, Machlekes Yishayim. The Ran understands the problem with Sukkah Hayosim with the Pnimis is that it has a Psul Deraisa of bias. And Rashi holds, no, it doesn't have the Psul Deraisa of bias, it only has a Psul Derabonon of Le Minkara Milsa. Yep, so Rashi needs a Hezbah. Rashi agrees there's a Psul bias, that's the Gemara Yidala, Mishnayis. There is a Psul bias, it's a Psul Deraisa, you see what goes your things up to a bias. The guys in the Sorum ought to a bias divided up to the Raisa. Like Rashi says, it lacks the Shem Sukkah. Rashi was in as well. It lacks in Shem Sukkah. Shem bias is a steer of the Shem Sukkah. So Rashi agrees that there is such a psul. Not that Rashi doesn't have this psul of bias. Rashi agrees it's a psul of the Raisa bias because it has a Shem bias. It doesn't have a Shem Sukkah. And Tassavalimana also, it's Gemara as well. And it's a Dindir Raisa. We guys in the Sorum ought to a bias. So why didn't Rashi learn over here by Sukkah Sayyidim? Why didn't he learn like Iran? That it's takup, so why didn't he learn like the Ran? That it's a psul deraisa of bias if he lives through the whole year round, so it's a bias. So the Bach says that Rashi held that it's not a bias if it doesn't have the sun. It's not built like a bias. At the end of the day, it's a sukkah sayyidim. It doesn't have a Shem bias. A Shem bias has to be with mesorim, has to be solid. The big bad wolf can't blow it down. A sukkah sayyidim, not a bias. He lives it the whole year round, so it's like Minkir Milsa. Yeah, and Rabban, it lacks in Minkir Milsa. They're the only around him, the Sukkos HaYetzim. But you can't say it has Hashem Bayis and not Hashem Sukkah. It has Hashem Sukkos, it's Sukkos HaYetzim. So therefore here already it's only a Pesul Rabban. Could be that Rashi is coming from it. If we're going to go with this Habono, Rashi here is saying a Pesul Rabban, like the back of the stairs Rashi, could be Rashi is maybe also rooted in the fact that the Gemara says that it's that Lagabe Yabeshah, that it's like Kriya to have a Beshah. But Rashi doesn't, it's not coming out of thin air, this Rashi, that it's not a bias, it's only a Sukkot. You see that it's not really to have a Beshah. So you see, it's not a full fledged bias. Or it's not even really, since, why is it not really to have a Beshah? He lives there the whole year. He said a minute ago, he lives there the whole year. So why is it not really to have a Beshah? Of course, you have to say, but even though he lives there the whole year, but at the end of the day, it's a Sukkot, it's not a bias. And the Sukkot is not really to have a Beshah. So it certainly says in this Gemara that this Sukkos HaYetzim, even though he lives it all year, it falls short of a regular, of a full-fledged bias. At least to the degree that it's not really to have a Beishah. So Rashi holds to the degree that it falls short of having to the degree that it falls short of being a bias to have a Beishah, then it's not a bias. And if it's not a bias, then why can't it have a Shem Sukkah? And the Ran, on the other hand, the Ran also has the Gemara. The Ran knows it's not really to have a Beishah, since it's not solid. The Ran knows, nonetheless, if he lived it the whole year, then it's a bias, and it's not a, then it's still called Beis Shukol Yom Shoshana. The Chorot comes out as an interesting Machlekes Shoshanim. What's the gather of a bias? Everybody agrees a bias is possible. That says in the later on. But what's the gather of a bias? What makes something a bias that it's possible to be a Sukkah? So Rashi holds that the gender of a bias is that it has a Shem bias and not a Shem Sukkah. It's the Lashon of Rashi in Tezvot. It has a Shem bias and not a Shem Sukkah. And Rashi holds that is at least partly defined by the structure of the bias. If it's flimsy and it's Sukkah-like, not really to have a Bishar, the structure, it's structurally Lakefield, what Agamur calls Lakefield. What do you mean Lakefield? This is the whole year round. But structurally it's not Kavur. It's flimsy. Since it's flimsy, it doesn't have a Shem bias, it has a Shem Sukkah. It's called the Sukkah Sayyidshim, Al Shum Ka. It's called the Sukkah Sayyidshim, and not a Beis Sayyidshim. Rashi also, if that's the case, it has a Shem Sukkah and not a Shem bias, it doesn't have the Psul of bias. It has a Psul Midrabon, and the Mikra Milso. It doesn't have the Psul Deraisa of bias. And the Ran apparently holds that the Psul of bias has nothing to do with how, with the structural soundness of the bias. If he lives there, outside of Sukkos, he lives there. If he lives there the rest of the year, then the living there makes it into a bias, and that's then that is possible. Bias was that's the psula bias. The fact that he's darb. I mean, I imagine Rashi agrees that if you built a bias special just for Sukkos, that wouldn't be called Beis Shikoli Beis Shoshana. I don't think Rashi holds, I mean, I know for sure, but I don't think Rashi holds that it's only totally in the structural missivity of the bias. Rashi would agree if, let's say, a guy is he's a rich guy, every Sukkos he builds a bias just for Sukkos. The Rashi would agree that that's okay. That's not called Beis Shikoli Meis Shoshana. But that's also a condition. It has to be Shikoli Meis Shoshana to be called the bias. But Koli Meis Shoshana by itself is not enough. It has to be Beis Shikoli Meis Shoshana. Beis Shikoli Meis Shoshana has to do with, that's what gives it a Shem bias rather than a Shem Sukkah. And comes with either, I know it's the deal, the fact that I lived it all year round, so that's what makes it a bias and not a Sukkah. It's a different hatam also. I think the Ran, the stress is on the words Kol Yom HaShoshana. The difference in the Sukkah and the bias is not this is a Sukkah and this is a bias. I mean, this is like, you know, this is flimsy and this is solid. No, the difference in the Sukkah and a bias is that a Sukkah is where you go on Sukkahs and the rest of the year you don't live there. And a bias is where you live the rest of the year. So the stress is like a Sukkah and not the place where you live the rest of the year. According to Rashi, that's not the whole story. The stress is at least also on the words bias as opposed to sukkah. Sukkah, but like beis should call him Mesh Hashanah. But to have that psul of beis should call him Mesh Hashanah, it has to be a bias. A mere sukkah hayetzrim, it may have the call him Mesh Hashanah, but it's not beis should call him Mesh Hashanah.
That is according to Rashi. If someone left, they lived in the desert, for example, they had a sukkah all year round that they mamish lived in, that was their bias.
That's a sukkah hayetzrim. That is a sukkah hayetzrim. So Rashi is the first one to drop on him because it lacks an inherent in this. But the psul beraisa of beis shikolim mesh shana, that you wouldn't have. Let's tell. What's the case of a sukkah yishana that's not a sukkah?
Just a pergola.
Oh. What's this? Yeah, you know, we'll see. We'll get to the next sukkah. We don't live the whole year. We don't live the whole year. You know, maybe I'll mention now, even though it's the next Gemara talks about Sukkot Kalach, Sukkot Ragabash, and those are kosher. So why don't they have the problem of Leisa of Leibesu Shukol Yemesu Shana? So the Ran says, it was in the Ran that I read it before. I ran to it. The Ran says that's what the Gemara means in the next Sugya when it says Lusha Suyu itself. Lushasui Litzel means Litzel will learn with you. The Ran Taka reads that into Sukkot Kavach and Sukkot Rakbash. The reason why there it's okay is because it was not made for a dira for the rest of the year. If it was made with dira, then it would have to be possible. Doesn't it have to be dira? Doesn't it have to be 365 days a year? The Sukkot Rakbash is not, your mercy is like fear, you don't live there the whole time. You only pass to here, you pass there, you pass to there. That doesn't matter. But if you live there outside of Sukkot, it's called Beis Yishkol Yimei Shishon. So that's the condition of Lusha Suyu Litzel. Even when you're there, it's only Litzel, it's not with deer. Rashi, the next in Ganvach, has a different shot from Lusha Suyu Litzel. Lusha Suyu Litzel, Rashi means Lafuki Litznis Balma. It has to give shade, not just privacy. Rashi doesn't say there's a problem of deer. That's Rashi Lishitosa. What should be the problem? Bias. It's not a bias. Because it's only a sukkah, like Rashi, like over here. Elamai, but whatever, I have to psul derabanan of leminkar milsa, because it's year, you're there the whole year round. So Rashi Tagas, that's pains to say, in the Rashi about sukkahs ganovim, Rashi Tibra Maskul, sukkahs goyim, rather, sukkahs goyim, so Rashi says, suyu lodabo bi meisa chama. Rashi Tagas stresses, but why only meisa chama? Because if it would be b'maisak shalom too, then it would be a sukkah sayachim. Sukkah sayachim is possible to grab on, because le minkir milsa that it's limits. So it has to be that it's only b'maisak cham and not b'maisak shalom. It's very gishmak. That's Rashi l'shitosa. In a psul d'rabon, we can mechalik b'maisak cham and b'maisak shalom. If you're only there b'maisak cham, you're not there b'maisak shalom, so it's minkir milsa. You don't have a psul d'rabon of minkir milsa. But the Peter Ran, that sukkah sayachim is a psul d'raisa al basis shall call you meis shana. So meich basis shall call you meis shana. It's only if you're there 365 days a year, and if you're only there half the year, you only go there in the summer. This is where you are in the summer. You have so it makes a difference on a d'raisa level. And the psul bias of basis shall call you meis shana. Hard to hear that it makes a difference if you're there the whole year round or some of the year round. It's not it's still called a bias as opposed to a sukkah. If it's l'dira not on sukkahs, then it's a bias. So Teretz isn't the Ran has to learn that it's there for the Ran Lushitosi learns that Sukkot Kavach is only kosher tak if it's made litzela, not ladira, that you never use it ladira. But if you use it ladira, and that's what Rav Krista meant, but who shall say litzela? If you use it ladira, then it would have to be kosher. I think all the pieces here line up very, very well. So we have two mahakim and these two sugyas. Rashi learns that the issue in that sugya is not the din deraisa of bias, because the din deraisa of bias is only if it's literally a bias. It has to be based on shekoli yemei shoshana. And based on shekoli yemei shoshana implies that it's a bias. It's not a sukkah. Here it's a sukkah sayotzim. It's not a bias. All right, it's not roel beishak. That's why it's not roel beishak. It lives there the whole year. Why is it not roel beishak? because it's such a flimsy thing. It's not roil beishar. If it's so flimsy, it's not roil beishar, then it's not a bais. Because bais means bais. Bais means a shem bais, not a shem sukkah. Bais means that it's solid. So therefore, here the Rashi holds an asugya, the psul deraisa bais, not applicable. So what is applicable? A psul derabbanon of minkar and milsa. And that allows Rashi to say, well, it's only psul derabbanon of minkar and milsa. So then we can mechalik. Why is the sukkah hayotzim posel and sukkah garvach is kosher? What's the difference? So Rashi explains. The sukkah garvach, there Rashi stresses taka. If sukkah hayotzim, Rashi stresses. I think Rashi the kavana stresses these things. Rashi by sukkah hayotzim says that he's there the whole year. The kol yomais hashana dair also. Who told Rashi kol yomais hashana? Maybe he's only the half year. Maybe only in the season when he sells his klecheres. Actually, no, it's kol yomei shoshana. Because if it wouldn't be kol yomei shoshana, then why is it different in sukkah ganach? Rashi, and on the other hand, by sukkah ganach, Rashi stresses that it's b'mei sechama. Well, who told Rashi it's only b'mei sechama? Maybe sukkah goyim is the whole year round. The two things go together. Because sukkah hayotzim is posel, and sukkah ganach is kosher. What's the difference? Says Rashi, because here he's, sukkah hayotzim is there the whole year round. Sukkah ganach is only there half the year. In a psul der rice, that wouldn't make a difference. Why would that make a difference? If you need sukkah or sukkah sachag as opposed to beisoy from the, so I don't think it should matter if it's beisoy from the whole year or beisoy from half the year. It has to be sukkah sachag, and anything that's been, if you live there not on sukkahs, then it's a bais and not a sukkah. Therefore Rashi learned that's what's driving Rashi. Therefore Rashi learned that over here the whole psul der rice doesn't apply. It's only a psul der rabbanon of minkar and milsa. So minkar and milsa, it's enough that if he's not there the whole year round, then that takes off the problem of minkar and milsa. So like minkar and milsa, if he's there all the time, this is his address. So then it's like minkar and milsa when he goes there on sukkahs. But if he's only there some of the time, then he can go there on sukkahs too. It doesn't take away. That's not called the minkar and milsa. Then you don't have the psul with the rabbanon. That's how Rashi learns the whole sugya. On the other hand, the Ran learns that the psul of sukkahs yaitzim is the psul der ayis of bias. Because the Ran holds that Beishu Shekhoyim HaShoshana has nothing to do with how strong it is in the structure. Beishu Shekhoyim HaShoshana, the stress is on the words, Kol Yom HaShoshana. That a place where he lives outside of Sukkot has a psul of bias. And that's the problem with Sukkot HaYeshim. That he lives there outside of Sukkot. Since he lives there outside of Sukkot, so it's a bias. That's what he says, it's bias. And it's possibly emotion. Then it goes and it has the psul of bias, and it's a psul der ayis of bias. So why Sukkot Goyim Kosher? Why sukkah garvach kosher? Says the Ran. The Ran reads in the Chanami. Sukkah goyim, if he lives there, we talk to be posel. Sukkah garvach, if he lives there, we talk to be posel. And he says that's the pshat of Chista. Rav Chista says that it's only if it's also itself, meaning that even the whole year round, when he goes into this sukkah garvach, he only goes in to go out to get out of the shade. But it's not where he eats, it's not where he sleeps, it's not where he does all this in Yoni Dira. But if he did, then it would talk to be no different than a sukkah hayotzim. Rashi Lashitosli has a different shot than Husha Suyu itself. Husha Suyu itself doesn't mean Lafuki Ladiro. It doesn't matter if he's there, if he does Dira there. Husha Suyu itself means Lafuki Lashni Spelm. Yeah, let's do the next signal. So gradually we're on a roll. So let's go into the next signal. We'll replace this in there. Tana Rabbana. Sukkot Ganvach, which is an acronym for Sukkot Goyim, Sukkot Noshim, Sukkot Behemoth, Sukkot Kusim, Sukkot Mikol Mokim Chair. Poshup Shat and these things is a Sukkot that was made for Goyim, made for Noshim, that was made by. From Sukkot HaYetzim, from this Gemara. It says in this Gemara that Sukkot HaYetzim is possible. And Rashi and Dal Kofa can't be Absul Deraisa, because if it was Absul Deraisa, then why is Ganvach kosher? Here is the summer of the year, here is the whole year, what's the difference? If we Absul Deraisa, it's all the same thing. Dal Kofa, it's only Absul Derabon, and there we can mechalik between Sukkot HaYetzim and Sukkot Ganvach.
Is it from that the Gemara says Eino Sukkah?
What?
It sounds like it's Deraisa. This
I hear. Stop that, you will. I hear. Others got to want to say that. I think the house we said, it's a good house, and all the pieces hang together very well. So I think this is where I want to go. There are those who want to say that maybe when Rashi said leimikra milsa, it's a psula d'oraisa. That is the psula bias. Like a time of the kol. Why is the bias possible? Because it's leimikra milsa. Maybe on derech the tour, you know, sukkah has to be in the chodesh Tishrei. Why didn't they make sukkah in chodesh Nisan? Because then you wouldn't see that you're going. It wouldn't be recognizable. So. Like somehow built into the din of sukkah, so it has to be minker and milsa. So that's why a bias is possible. Here, the mitzvah doesn't sound like it. And Rashi doesn't mention anything about bias, the psula of sukkah. You know, Rashi should mention it. Where the Mishnah, I mean, the din of, you know. Sukkah Merchmon of Lebesh is called Mesh Shana, to Teres HaKosov. This is very Gishmak. Yet, so Nacham of Tana Abani, Galvach, Sukkah is Goyim, Sukkah is Noshim, Sukkah is Behema, Sukkah is Kusim, Sukkah we call Nacham Tshera. Again, Bipshutoi, not so posh, but for the time, Bipshutoi, it means, Sukkah is Behema doesn't mean the Sukkah was built by Behema, it means it was built for Behema. Okay, so in other words, it means it was built for people who are not chayiv in mitzvah sukkah. So obviously, it was not built for, it wasn't built to shem mitzvah. You built a sukkah for goyim, obviously not building it for shem mitzvah. Even noshim, noshim amaisa shayinim mitzvah. I don't know why it's so posh, but sukkah's noshim also presumably wasn't built for shem mitzvah. No, maybe that's not so posh. Maybe it means like this: it wasn't built. We could be mitzayir a sukkah that wasn't built for a sukkah by Anoshim too. That's a sukkah yeshana. The chiddush here is, that's moving in the Hemshech Gemara. The chiddush here is that not only was it not built for Shem Mitzvah, it wasn't even built for itself for people who are chayiv in the mitzvah. That's the rebus. But I'm at it. It's moving in the Hemshech Gemara when the Gemara makes a shrikus. The chiddush of sukkah's noshim, of sukkah's ganvach, not merely that it was built with itself. You could sukkah yeshana is not built. It's also just. Not that it wasn't built with Shem Chag. That's Sukkah Yishana. Sukkah Yishana, that's the Mishnah. Here is the extra Chiddush. Not only was it only built with Shem Tzel, it wasn't even built for the Tzel of people who are Mechuyiv and Sukkahs. It was built for the Tzel of people who are not Mechuyiv and Sukkahs. So, nonetheless, it doesn't matter. As long as it was made with Tzel, it's good. It's good enough. That's the tonight. Ask me, Mesuchechas Kihil Chosov. Stop doing my Kihil Chosov. What does it mean, kill chosel? Rashi explains, well, what's the problem? My kill chosel, kill chosel. See, also, mechamoso, and giduli menakarka. We know, it's musuchechas kill chosel. Rashi explains, yeah, I don't need the advisor to tell me that a sukkah's ganvach has to be chilosim mechamoso. Every sukkah has to be chilosim mechamoso. Sounds like we're saying something special about sukkah's ganvach. A sukkah's ganvach has to be musuchechas kill chosel. So what does that mean? It says the Gemara, my kill chosel, omer of Christo, behusha suyul itself. It means it has to be made with tzel. What's with tzel? So again, according to the Ran, hushasui with tzel means and not ladira. That's a particular problem with sukkah ganvach. If you're making a sukkah l'shem chag, you can make a ladira. Ladira sachag. But here you're making it not l'shem chag. So if you make a ladira, then it becomes a bias. So it has to be dafka l'tzel, but not for ladira. Rashi has a different shot. Rashi doesn't have that notion over here that there's a psula bias. So how does Rashi learn? Let's see Rashi inside. Sukkah's goyim she'osi lo devo b'meis hachama. Again, that's the Rashi. It's b'meis hachama, not the whole year round, because otherwise it'll be like sukkah's yachim, and then it'll be a problem with minkar milsa. Here it's only b'meis hachama. Sukkah mikol mokam, afilu pokus ne'elim kamen forish mai. Mai kil chos, mai osu lashmina. Ilu shtet shivosu b'meicham osu. Ubedola shekoshu l'sachach b'ayi pshita. Otum shum d'rei b'milsa achan aiso. Ordinarily, we make a sukkah l'shem chag, So it's enough to have shilosim mechamo, because I know I made it l'shem chag. But here, where I didn't make l'shem chag, I just made it for gavach. I didn't make it l'shem chag. So maybe it has to. So maybe it was mitzias v'alma. So here I have to have more than shilosim mechamo. So it has to be thoroughly mesukach, because that's the giveaway that I made it l'tzel and not l'tznius v'alma. This should be a requirement not only by sukkah gavach, it should be a requirement by every sukkah yishol. I don't only found my sukkah's gavach. Every sukkah yishono that wasn't made l'shem chag should have the same requirement. If I made a sukkah for men, but a sukkah yishono I made in the world, it should also have this requirement. Why does the chizda only say? Why does the bais only say by sukkah's gavach? Later it says by Rakbash also, which are brechiyu, but that's a different problem. It's like tviyah. Even if it was kavua and it was mechui and it was brechiyu, but if it wasn't l'shem chag, l'chor you should still need mesukah cheskel chos any of that. Anyway, the apple got the sukkah l'shem chag le'beinon, l'shem sukkah beinon ulatzelu d'mekayas sukkah l'shem mesukah cheskeches menachayot. So Rashi is tracking the mark that a sukkah sakbash or any sukkah for that matter doesn't have to be l'shem mitzvah. But it has to be l'tzel. It has to be l'tzel. And Rashi says, why does it have to be l'tzel? Because I need mechayiv. Because otherwise it doesn't have a Shem sukkah. L'tzel the mekrayah sukkah. She say cheches min hachayiv. That lashon say cheches min hachayiv, of course, is reminiscent of what? Because of the post of the sukkah tiyah l'tzel yoyim mechayiv. So how is the problem? It says in this Rashi that a sukkah has to be l'tzel, because you need l'tzel yoyim mechayiv. If not l'tzel, it lacks in the shem sukkah. So what should he ask? Don't pass like Avzer. Wasn't there Avzer? Avzer in that base said sukkah l'mal mechof is no good because you're not sitting l'tzel sukkah. He wrote the pasuk with sukkah l'tzel yoyim mechayiv. And the Gemara says, what about the other Noraim? We don't hold the Kav Zera. They say, I hold the Gemara Shem Mashiach Hud Lechshid. And you talk, you don't have to be sitting in the cell of the Sakh. The Sakh will be the Ma'un Le'ashim. You're not sitting in the cell of the Sakh. And it's good. Maybe it's still good for other reasons, because of the Shalt of Ein or the Yuskva. But as far as cell is concerned, no such requirement. And here it says in Rashi that a sukkah has to be, in order to be called a sukkah, it has to be with cell. And he even brings it, there is pasuk of a sukkah tiyah with cell, of a sukkah tiyah with cell. I'll show you another Rashi. This is good. Look at Rashi in that for a few days in the hour. The second wide line. Pick up the Rashi over there. Rashi's talking about that were Gezer and Shrikim Hangs and Schach bundles, because they were afraid that if you're going to let you sit the uses of bundle as a schach, a bundle of hay, a bundle whatever it is, so you're going to have somewhere where you have these bundles just for storage, like so, and you're going to think, oh, that's a good sukkah, I could sit under that. What's the difference if my bundles of hay that I put on my that I put up Hashem sukkah and bundles of hay that I have Loitzer, same bundles. So they made Gezer. So Rashi explains that, what's actually wrong if it was made Loitzer? There's Rashi, second wide line. No, the first wide line, we'll pick it up from there. Now, Bono de Gozer, Shima Ta'imekain, Ain and the Moses Sukha El Hailach Vaikh of Yoshin Vait Sari, the Moses Shuddish Tamish from Kolim Moses Shuddish, who also violated the Loyla Shem Schach Shel Tzel. The problem with the Oyster is that it wasn't made for Schach Shel Tzel. Did a heavy Shem Sukha Alei, because the Shem Sukha needs to be with Tzel. The Afilu Shem Sukha She'enoi Shel Chag. It's not even like a tzukah she'ena shulchan. It's el kabayis v'alma. So Rashi says, in order to be, if it was not l'shem tzel, if it was l'oitzer, it wasn't l'shem tzel, then it doesn't have a shem tzukah, because in order to have a Shem Sukkah, it doesn't have a Shem Sukkah, it's not even a Sukkah She'en Eshel Chag. Because even a Sukkah She'en Eshel Chag is at least Litzel. And here it's not even Litzel. It's not saying like a hierarchy. The best thing would be a Sukkah Shel Chag. But even if it's not a Sukkah Shel Chag, at least it should be a Sukkah Shel Tzel. If it's not even a Sukkah Shel Tzel, and it doesn't even have a Shem Sukkah Litzel, you know, never mind, it doesn't have a Shem Sukkah Shel Chag. This doesn't even have a Shem Sukkah Shel Tzel. So Eitzer Ba'alma, so Bayis Ba'alma, lacks in, it's like a Bayis Ba'alma, it lacks in Shem Sukkah. So it says in this Rashi that there's two, or at least we can read into this Rashi. The Rashi is saying there's two different ways to have a Shem Sukkah. You can have a Shem Sukkah, a Sukkah Shel Chag, a Sukkah that was made with Shem Chag. That's a lot of Sukkah. That has a Shem Sukkah because it's a Sukkah Shel Chag. But then there's another kind of Sukkah. Sukkah that wasn't a Shem Chag. A Sukkah Yishonah wasn't a Sukkah. We don't hold like Yishonah. We don't have to have a Shem Chag. But at least, if it's not a Sukkah, if it wasn't made with Shem Chag, it should at least be a Sukkah Shel Tzel. Sukkah Shel Tzel could also have a Shem Sukkah. But if it's not L'Shem Chag, nor is it L'Shem Tzel, it's just L'Itza Be'alma, then it doesn't have L'Shem Sukkah at all. So Mela, the way the door is open to say, that Rashi says by us, that a Sukkah has to be L'Tzel, and if it's not L'Tzel, it doesn't have L'Shem Sukkah, because a Sukkah has to be L'Tzel Yom V'Chayrav, Rashi means where it's not a Sukkah L'Shem Mitzvah. Of course, the Sukkah L'Shem Mitzvah doesn't have, Rabbi Zeira holds that even a Sukkah of Mitzvah has to be L'Tzel. Because the pasuk is saying an ikuv, a sukkah til l'tzel yomim mecharev, the only kind of sukkah that has a shem sukkah is only if it's l'tzel yomim mecharev. So now we don't hold like I'm saying. We say, no, the pasuk is saying that's the only way you can have a sukkah. If there's other ways to have a sukkah l'shem chag. The pasuk is not saying that a sukkah has to be l'shem tzel. The sukkah says l'shem mitzvah will be l'shem tzel. Sukkah doesn't have to be l'shem tzel, but could be l'shem mitzvah. But if it's not l'shem mitzvah, chotch at least it has to be l'shem tzel. But if it's not even l'shem tzel, then it's not. Yeah, let's go over here. Here it's talking not l'shem chag. The sukkah is kind of rough. It's not a sukkah l'shem chag. At least it has to be a sukkah l'shem tzel. That's what Chassid says. V'hushu asuyu l'tzel. That's why it has to be musukhechas yofel. I should see that it's musukhechas l'tzel. A sukkah that's l'shem chag, by the way, doesn't have to be musukhechas yofel. It's not l'shem rumecham also. Doesn't even have to be l'shem tzel. Just has to be. But the sukkah that's not l'shem chag, that has to be l'shem tzel. Come out of murder cannot give me no. What would be if somebody had a sukkah yeshama in Ashtar's Kanai? Chayra, it'll be possible. I'm not even sure that it's a chiddush, because it says Hakim Peshna. If it's not l'shem sukkah, then it has to be l'shem self. If it was Bashar's Kanaim, it had to be L'Shem Tzel. Then, if you look at Rashi, that Beis Mibbeis, I think it's also with the Beis Mibbeis. The third line in Rashi, the Beis Mashiach. Oishum Sukkas Yul Tzel Lo'inig Ulu Mister. Aval Sukkas Mitzvah Ein Ulu. Read in Rashi, Sukkah is a mitzvah. Well, we're our reading of Rashi is informed by everything we went before. Lefizeh, what Rashi means when he says Sukkah is mitzvah in itself, means a Sukkah that's l'shem mitzvah doesn't have to do itself. Because it has a Shem Sukkah, mitzvah that it's a Sukkah's mitzvah. But if it's not a Sukkah's mitzvah, meaning if it's a Sukkah Yeshona, then in a family, then it doesn't have to do itself. Oh, that's what it says in this Gemara. That's how Rashi read of Chizpah, but we should have to do itself. Lefizeh, there's no such a Chizpah. When Rav Chisda said "Hu shasui l'tzel," he meant "Lafuki l'shem dira." He didn't mean that you need tzel. He means you need that it shouldn't be l'dira; it should be only l'tzel. The Ram is no; it's not buchach. It has to be that states v'alma l'mosh would be no good. Now, you know, according to the Ram, Rav Chisda not telling me a positive requirement; it needs to be l'tzel. He's telling me a negative requirement; it shouldn't be l'dira. So if it's not l'dira, what did you make it for? Your pastor, you made it l'tzel. But if you made it for not l'tzel, you made it for sneez v'alma, some could be l'fi l'ra'at, that's also fine. If Chizda is not telling me you dafka need to have tzel, got hung up on tzel. Rav Zeira is hung up on tzel. If Chizda is saying, it shouldn't be l'dira. It should be, you should make sure that when he made the sukkah set ganbach, he didn't make it l'dira. He made it for, normally for tzel. But if it was the sneez, also the... taste otherwise. Rashi's a chiddush. But according to Rashi, but this chiddush Rashi, according to Rashi, says in this Gemara. Rashi's a moedik a chiddush. Because the Gemara that Bey says that we chalik an avzera, you don't need the Shem Sel. So Rashi's a chadish that you don't need the Shem Sel when it's a sukkah's mitzvah, but when it's a sukkah's kanvach, then you do need the Sel. Because he reads that into Rav Chisda. That's Rav Chisda said, Lushim Musafek Zachim. Kilchosim means that it has to be dafka l'tzel, not with things to be out. Lefidaran, I don't have that Rav Chisda. Because Lefidaran, Rav Chisda is saying something totally different. Rav Chisda is saying it shouldn't be L'Shem Dira. So Lefidaran, this Gemara is a bit. If you don't have this Gemara, then all you have is Gemara in that base. Then Stomu Kippur will show you. You never need L'Shem Tzel. The Gemara didn't have Kamina between Rashi and the Rav. Yeah, let's see weiter. Sukkah mikol mokum asuyim. The Bryce said, sukkah's ganvach is good, and even a sukkah mikol mokum. What's a sukkah mikol mokum? Translates even less. Lasuyim sukkah's akbash. Don't have one on sukkah's akbash. Sukkah's royim, sukkah's kayotim, sukkah's burgenim, sukkah's shayimi peris. Sukkah mikol mokum sheru. Uvash teim sukkah's kilchosa. Nochamo maikil chosa. Omer chiz levusha asuyim itself. And in this price, what sukkah mikol mokum asuyim? Let's say sukkah's kanvach. Sukkah's kanvach. So high tana, so both prices, you have one price for kanvach, one price for akbash. But the price of kanvach says, and even akbash, and the price of akbash is even kanvach. So what's going on? So after Gemara, high tana the kanvach, alim le kanvach, mishum de kri. At least the sukkah's kanvach is kavua. What do you mean it's kavua? Not that it's physically kavua, it's only a sukkah. It means kavua, they list it. He lives there, Bikrius. What does he live there, Bikrius? He lives there the whole year? He could say, yeah, he lives there the whole year. But Rashi with Peir said, no, he only lives there, Bimei Sechama. And apparently, Sukkah Shrakbash is even less than Bimei Sechama. Rashi Taka says, Sukkah Shrakbash is not Bikrius. There's Rashi, Simon, Rayim, Kayotzim, Burgenim, Shemi, Peir, Sechama, Perth, Michael, who said, Dahani. Behind that, they're currently Sukkah Mikomokim, Rayim, Shoshu, Sukkah, Besoda, Leishi, Besecha, and they are Shrav, Shemi, Shemi. Kayotzim shem mekitzias, hashtukum misodah yavish, bugim shem meir, yuchulim yisraelim hem, abo sukkah suvu loyilu shem chag nasis. Sukkah mikomok, and afilu pochus meilu, vahayna hanach til elkin parash lakamok. Taitan achashivu lehani, yishum di yisraelim ninu. Vechayotim besukkah, vayum sifurim sikosim lahach, shiyosim sukkah ganvach, goyim doshim behema, kusim shem chayotim besukkah. Alima chashuv lahach, sukkah zakbash, yudhi, pa'omim royim kan, upa'omim royim kan, vishachu asamir kan, vechayna kayotzim, kshiyof, shohelkin lahem, sloysim sikosim. So this is even less than Mesachama. Maybe it's a few weeks here, a few weeks there. So that's cool that it's not kavua. So I would have said that's no good. So the town of Ganvach holds that's better. At least it's kavua. At least it's there the whole winter, the whole summer. The katanim komokum asuyim akbash, even though it's not kavua. You know, the chai is still more kavua than a regular sukkah. All right, a regular sukkah is a chag is only for a week. And here, at least there, you know, Ashi Yichla Amira could be misoma longer than a week. Here it says, yeah, when it's made the Shem Mitzvah, that's a different thing. But then it has a Shem Sukkah even without itself. But here, with Rashi, it seems very good. When you make it the Shem Mitzvah, so it has a Shem Sukkah. When you're not making the Shem Mitzvah, then what makes it the Shem Sukkah? Only because it's made the cell. That gives it a Shem Sukkah. Maybe a Sukkah that's with cell, it has to be more kavud. It has to be for the whole summer. If it's only a couple of weeks to shield you, it's an umbrella. Maybe that's not even called the Sukkah itself. He said, no, that's also good that it's called the Sukkah itself. By the time of Akbash, Alim Le Akbash, the Mechiyuvaninu. The time of Mechomoka, the Sigarach, the Lav Mechiyuvaninu. I would have thought that even in the sukkah suv itself, it has to be for itself of nechiyuv. But the sukkah is made not for itself of einim nechiyuv. That's not a sukkah. Okay, so we have so far two shittas in the shon. We have shittas Rashi, and shittas Haran. How to learn this gemara? What's Rav Chisda's tnai of lush asuyim itself? Rashi was asked to be dafka itself below the sneus. That's your chiddush din. That a sukkah that is not l'shem mitzvah has to be made l'shem self. And according to the Ran, that's not what Chris is saying at all. Maybe this thesis is also good. Chris is just saying that it has to be L'shem Tzel, not L'shem Dira, because if it's L'shem Dira, then it's a bayit. There's a third sheet there, which is Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh brings from Rabbeinu Tam. So I'll look shot. The Rosh is L'shem Tzel itself means that it has to be not Me'uver, that it blocks out the rain. It only blocks out the sun. That only gives cell, but it's so thick that means misuchechas kilchosim means not too much. But if it's misuchechas so much that even the rain doesn't get through, so that's already a possible. So the tour in Tafir Islamid Hay brings us to Rabbeinu Tam. He says Rabbeinu Tam is a shitosoi, because in Tafir Islamid Aleph, the tour brought from Rabbeinu Tam, that in general, every sukkah, if it's me'uva, is so thick that the rain can't get through, so then it's possible. Similar types we had in the thing by a couple of Masmeirim. They said, hey, why can't you create Masmeirim? And they went to Simon Kola Bachak. So Tais, you know, if you create Masmeirim, it's half as possible. Because it's already, that's called Kavua. It has to be, the Schach can't be Kavua. So the person says that it's Rabbeinu Tam, but the Torah in Tafir Islamid Aleph says that halacha not only by Masmeirim, but even by Schach Me'uva, that's very thick, the rain can't get through. So the tour says that Hashem Rabbeinu Tam. So now here in Tafir Islamid Hay says the tour, it's the same Rabbeinu Tam. So Bach asks, in Tafir Islamid Aleph, when the tour brought this halacha from Rabbeinu Tam, that a schach me'uva is possible, so he says, but the Rosh doesn't, Adoni Ovi HaRosh didn't bring this Rabbeinu Tam. So the Bach says, well, what's he talking about? Yeah, he didn't bring it in that base, but the Rosh brings it over here, the Rosh brings it. Says the Bach that says the Bach, what the Torah means is that the Rosh only agrees with Rabbeinu Tam by Sukkot Ganvach, not by a regular Sukkot. Rabbeinu Tam himself says it like this in the base. He says it even by a regular Sukkot, Sukkot L'Shem Chag. Even the Sukkot L'Shem Chag can't be Me'uva. But the Rosh, but that the Rosh doesn't bring. The Rosh only when it comes to Sukkot Ganvach, there the Rosh brings Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. That Mesuchetas Kilchosa means that a Sukkot Ganvach can't be moved. What's the pshat? If it's possible as dear as far, what's the difference between Sukkot Ganvach or a Stam Sukkot Shem Chad? The Sukkot will be possible, because let's say it's a dear as far, let's say. Well, why should it make a difference? Shutoi pshat in the Bach is that he holds that the Rosh held that the reason why Rabbeinu Tam is shitoso, Rabbeinu Tam holds every sukkah has a problem with me'uva, because if it's me'uva, then it's maybe a dearest crap, like place in the base of mashma, it's a problem with dearest crap. The Rosh held that's not a problem, doesn't lack in dearest crap, maybe yishbachar far right, that's not the problem. The problem is over here by Sukkot Ganvach, where he uses it the whole year. He uses it the whole year, so if it's me'uva, it becomes a bias. It's al derech Rashi that basis of kolim ma'aseh shana, it's not enough that it's kolim ma'aseh shana. The kolim ma'aseh shana is not absurd, but the basis is absurd. If we look at the structure, if it's a structure of a bias, and he uses it the whole year, then it's possible. But what's called the structure of a bias? So the Bach and Rashi was in the Sarah. Maybe in the Sarah, maybe in something else. Rashi doesn't really say. The Rabbeinu Tam says me'uva. That's the getter. Me'uva is the test. If it's so me'uva that the rain can't get through, and you lived it the whole year, or even some of the year, whatever, Sukkot Ganvach, Sukkot Rakvach, you're using it the whole year, and it's me'uva, then it's basis of Kolim Hashanah. Basis of Kolim Hashanah is no good. But a Sukkot Achad, they only made for Sukkot, so I don't care if it's me'uva, but it's not basis of Kolim Hashanah. Maybe that's a siyua that we to this one Rashi. That Rashi Shita is that the psul deraisa of bayis, at least now we have a chaver to Rashi, not exactly Rashi sheet, but we have a chaver to Rashi, that the psul of basis calling was shown is not only a function of dira. It has to be, dira is not enough. It's dira with a certain quality of bayis. Might have been the Sorin. The Bachman says it would be a little Rashi, maybe it's the Sorin. What else might it be? If Rabbeinu Tam has a Mu'uva, it makes it into a basis for a Mitzvah. That's the Rosh's version of Rabbeinu Tam. Of course, Rabbeinu Tam himself said to her, Rabbeinu Tam has the Psul even by Sukkah Sachat, because it's presumably Al Sdiras Kvat. That's what the Rosh says, but the term of Rabbeinu Tam himself is the Shitosa.
Yeah. I was reading down through the Mishnah that says move between bias, application, and commentary and discussion.
Yeah, so let me ask a little bit so then gets to it. Well, the problem right near, but the rain has to get to it. Stop message. I don't know, if you look in the tour, maybe Ali, what he did, he says it. Somebody must be in the Sakha too. That was the fear of Enetan itself. It's a little bit schwer. So what's your Christus Kiddush? This is a din in every Sukkah. So what's the Kiddush of Hushim Musukhach? Like Rashi said, that's Losim Munechamos, right? The Bryce of Hushim Musukhach is Kilchos. It's talking about Maim Kilchos. So Rashi said, it can't mean like Tzilosim Munechamos. But that's poshut. I don't know what's the chiddush that a ganvach has to be mesuchachas kilchoso. Every sukkah has to be mesuchachas kilchoso. It must mean something that's only true by sukkah ganvach, not by anything else. So Rashi said it means that's been mesuchachas yofer. It's right. It's made with sel. Peter Rosh is also good. Peter Rosh's version of Rabbeinu Tam. The whole year round it could be mu'uvah. I mean, the sukkah is a chag, rather, it could be a regular sukkah is a chag l'shem chag, could be mu'uvah. But a sukkah is ganvach that was made not l'shem chag. That already can't be moved, because then it's basis shokol yemais ha-shona. But the fear of Enetam himself, that it's hakapsul the whole year round. So then what's the finish of the rice? The hushu moshachach haskol choso, amr ha-chizto, that it means l'shem sel, not moved. Of course, why should the sukkah kenach be different than anything else? Right, that's a problem. Right there. Okay, let's see the two tesis and quickly. Tevi chitayin beishar p'timis tischay b'mezuzah beishar chay b'mezuzah k'disani b'chemetz rabbe beishar chsadim pesach hayochim b'mezuzah. The tema, the perakama, the yuma aminon the mematinon b'mezuzah midichsiv bayis ma bayis miyuchad l'dir yotzu elu shen miyuchadim l'dir. It's here within two gemaras. One gemara says beishar is chay. The other gemara says beishar is potter. Yesh mechalkim ben chus p'suchim l'bayis l'psuchim l'gimah. That's the shittus of the Rif and the Rambam. That psuchal bias, that the shah of a bias, so the bias for the peshar is chayav. It's chayav not because it's a mokum dir in itself, but it's a pesach once removed from the bias. So maybe it's chayav and mezuzah. But it's only psuchal gino, so it's not psuch into a mokum dir, and then it's potum and a mezuzah. Places ask your koshu, then kain, havali lishni, hosom in menoche, is the parach ad chizda, dom rechsad, repturim and a mezuzah. And we're asking him from that's much elsewhere that Achsad is chayv in mezuzah. Why didn't it answer such a chiluk if it's pasuch lebayis or pasuch leginul? I don't understand the kasha exactly. The reason why Achsad is potum in a mezuzah is because the posts are only holding up the roof, not made as a pesach. It doesn't make it hold up the roof. So it lacks in being a pesach. What does that have to do with whether? What do I get if it's pasuch lebayis or pasuch leginul? It's not a pesach. Happening where we have there, it doesn't make sense in the chalak in pasuch lebayis and pasuch legino. The shalak shor is that it's not mokum dira. So here, make me chalak. If it gives entry into a mokum dira, then the bishar is chayav in mezuzah. Achsad the chsor is not because it doesn't lead to a mokum dira. The chsor by achsad, the chiz says the reason why achsad is potem in mezuzah is because the tzimin, that means the posts, Ksav is like a portico. The posts are not there as a Pesach, they're there to hold up the tikkur. It's the only way to support the tikkur, so that doesn't have a din of a Pesach. What does that have to do if it's Pesuch Lubayas or Pesuch Lubina? I don't understand Tosfos' kasha. Anyway, Tosfos is a different Teretz. Tosfos claims, Hoder Haisa, Hoder Rabbanan. Some rumors in Rashi. Rashi says that the Beishar is Chayim Midr Rabbanan. Vodali, Mishani, Hosam, Menachas say the same thing by Achsad. Mash Midr Chistu, Petur, Lugamri, Kom, Hafilu Midr Rabbanan. Sukkas Kusim, Kuhanach, Kachoshiv, Hochom, Shmaisen, Dlav, Nechiyum, 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 So apparently Kusim, not Nechiyum. The Kasav, Gere, Arayasem. This Gemara must be assuming that Kusim, Gere, Arayas. Quite as Rav Shas. Lodom, if Omer, Perchene, Vivomus, the Echad Gere, Arayas, the Echad Gere, Chalomus, Halacha, Kulam, Gere, Mehen. What is the machlokes? Are Gary Arias a guy out of fear? Is it a good Gary or not a good Gary? Machlokes over there. Machlokes the Noam and the Gemara. This is on the Rav. Halacha kulum Gary man. But it is a good Gary. So Tosfos says, how come we have Shas whenever we have a machlokes about Kusim? Are they a good Gary or not good Gary? Machlokes the machlokes is were the Gary Arias or the Gary Emes? What do you mean? Even if they're Gary Arias, Halacha is kulum Gary and the Gary Arias are also Gary. Tosfos answers. Tosfos says this answer in a few places. We pass in Geiri Arias is a good Geiris. That's where, even though they were motivated from fear, but then they were actually Makabal, they were Makabal Mitzvahs. About Geiri Kusim, Sid the Sefer Melachim, Es Hashem Ayu Yireyem, Es Olehem Ayu Ayuvim. They were Ayuvim Ayuvim Ayuvim. They were Ayuvim Hashem too, but they were also Ayuvim Ayuvim Ayuvim. So that vitiates the whole, that's not a good Geiris. I don't know, because they were motivated. The fact they were motivated out of fear is evidence in the fact that they actually weren't Makabal Mitzvah properly. They were still Avei Avodah Zarah. So they have Benishra Elohim Ram. So what's trapped in Ma'adam Geri Emeset? If the Pasuk says that Elohim Oyoidim, so what in Geri Emes? Even if they weren't motivated from fear, but there was no Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Ma'adam Kus Geri Emes, Kusavra Achakach Miskinu. That afterwards they were, as Elsa says, they were Gaira again. Later on, they stopped being Avei Avodah Zarah, and they were Gaira again Kedin. Okay, that's it. I think we're going to go on, Mitzvah Shem, to the next sugya. How many just by show of hands? Who was here for Sanhedrin? A fair number of guys are here for Sanhedrin. What? No, in my shir. Okay, a few guys. But this sugya is very. We did a lot of this particular shmona, as well as which we did a lot. We spent a lot of time on in Sanhedrin. But most of the shiur wasn't here then, so we're going to do it to some extent. So you have to learn the sugya in conjunction with the sugya of Hagbon and Milsa in Sanhedrin. There's other things going on here as well. But anyway, as far as, I mean, I don't know yet what the Maimon Kemps are going to be exactly, but as far as the issue of the Shmo is concerned, let me see a second. I'm not quite sure yet what's going to come first, what's going to come last. At some point, we're going to do the Palmar and the Muhammad on this Gemara. Yeah, okay.